You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Isaiah chapter 32, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. A king and his leaders will rule with justice. They will be a place of safety from stormy winds, a stream in the desert, and a rock that gives shade from the heat of the sun. Then everyone who has eyes will open them and see, and those who have ears will pay attention. All who are impatient will take time to think. Everyone who stutters will talk clearly. Fools will no longer be highly respected, and crooks won't be given positions of honor. Fools talk foolishness. They always make plans to do sinful things, to lie about the Lord, to let the hungry starve, and to keep water from those who are thirsty. Cruel people tell lies. They do evil things and make cruel plans to destroy the poor and needy, even when they beg for justice. But helpful people can always be trusted to make helpful plans. Listen to what I say, you women who are carefree and careless. You may not have worries now, but in about a year, the grape harvest will fail, and you will tremble. Shake and shudder, you women without a care. Strip off your clothes, put on sackcloth. Slap your breasts in sorrow because of what happened to the fruitful fields and vineyards, and to the happy homes in Jerusalem. The land of my people is covered with thorns. The palace will be deserted, the crowded city empty. Fortresses and towers will forever become playgrounds for wild donkeys and pastures for sheep. When the Spirit is given to us from heaven, deserts will become orchards, thick as fertile forests. Honesty and justice will prosper there, and justice will produce lasting peace and security. You, the Lord's people, will live in peace, calm and secure, even if hailstones flatten forests and cities. You will have God's blessing as you plant your crops beside streams, while your donkeys and cattle roam freely about. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to read it and to read about the things that you have told us are coming to pass. Lord, you reveal to us that there's going to be a day when a king is going to rule with justice, and the things that tend to produce sorrow and fear in this world will be taken care of. Lord, we know that these are things that will ultimately be fulfilled when your Son, Jesus Christ, rules and reigns on this earth just as your word has promised. So we look forward to that day, and we're grateful for the privilege to trust in your Son right here and right now, and that by your grace, we have the privilege to experience the blessings that are described in this portion of your word. Lord, thank you so much for all of these good things. We know we don't deserve them, but we're grateful for them. And we're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your presence. And we're grateful for the wisdom and counsel that you give to us through your word. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. Once a week, typically on Tuesdays, we email our listeners a brief devotional and a word of encouragement through our newsletter. If you'd like to start receiving our newsletter in your inbox, please visit desirejesus.com and click on the newsletter link to sign up. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.